Ryan had full-blown AIDS. The pneumonia was an opportunistic infection attacking his badly weakened immune system. As it turned out, Ryan had contracted HIV from a treatment for his hemophilia called Factor VIII, a clotting agent derived from donated blood. A single dose of Factor VIII could include plasma pooled from thousands of donors, and some of them had HIV. Because the HIV virus wasn't identified until the mid-1980s, there was no way to screen for the disease. That's how HIV-contaminated Factor VIII was administered to patients in the US and throughout the world in the early 1980s, including Ryan. Thousands of hemophiliacs became HIV positive in this way, before pharmaceutical companies and the government put measures in place to test and purify Factor VIII. Jeannie waited until after Christmas to tell Ryan that he had AIDS. When he found out, Ryan knew exactly what it meant. He was going to die. Everyone was aware of AIDS by 1984, especially hemophiliacs. While it was still a very new and frightening disease, the medical community had already figured out the basics. They had identified the HIV virus that year, and they knew that it was only spread by sex or direct blood exposure. More to the point, they knew it couldn't be transmitted through casual contact, like sharing water fountains or toilet seats, drinking